It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Jimmy Failla.
I'm Rachel Campos Duffy.
I'm Will Kane, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. I'm John Saucier. So can you feel the air getting just a little bit chillier? Fall is here and winter is right around the corner, but this winter could put a major strain on American energy resources and just how much we pay for them.
The economy is forcing people to choose. Am I actually going to fill up my car, or am I going to buy that steak or chicken or food that I need on my table?
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
It's no secret that gas prices have been through the roof this year. President Biden believes that fixing that problem is a simple one.
To the companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump, bring down the prices you're charging in the pump to reflect the cost you pay for the product. Do it now. Do it now. Not a month from now. Do it now.
But the problem here is that the president seems to be blaming the energy industry and retail gas station owners, but could it actually be his policies causing these problems?
The source of the high prices is not for a good reason. It's because the economy is slowing down. So people are choosing not to drive as much, and that has brought the prices down.
We're speaking today with Fox Business White House reporter Edward Lawrence.
Now, we have seen recently a 10-day stretch or so of prices increasing at the gas pump. That's because gas prices themselves, the oil prices, are going back up as fear of a global recession is sort of coming into focus here. But, you know, gas prices, again, as it's inching up, it's still much more than what it was a year ago, $3.19 a year ago per unleaded regular gallon of gasoline. That's, I mean, the difference is still remarkable for people who are having to pay more for food, pay more for gas, pay more for electricity. The heating bills are going to start to come, and that's going to be a huge problem. Fuel oil, you know, is up somewhere around 70-80%.
Yeah, and diesel fuel in particular has been very expensive. Any idea why diesel has yet to come down like regular gasoline has?
Again, supply and demand. So what's happened is the goods that we're trying to buy with that supply chain backlog, they need all the drivers they can get on the road. So there's more demand for the diesel because it's the stuff that we buy that are on those trucks. It's not regular cars. A small percentage of regular cars are actually diesel. It's mainly the trucks that bring the goods back and forth. And that's the main issue with that. You know, one we're going to run into coming up is a shortage. There's so much demand for diesel fuel that the Northeast is looking at possible shortage, and they're trying to alleviate it. It hasn't come to that point as of yet, but that is something the administration is watching.
Do you think that's something that would be cleared up by maybe clearing away energy regulations put in by the Biden administration?
Yeah, 100%. I talked to the American Petroleum Institute, and the head of that, Mike Summers, says exactly right. You get rid of the regulations. You go back to the way the Trump administration handled energy, and we can become energy independent again. That's their argument. You know, even if they don't go all the way back, just a signal that there would be investment long term for oil and natural gas in this country would turn things around dramatically.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like that's happening. President Biden has done some things, though, to try and mitigate the cost of gasoline, specifically releasing barrels of oil from that strategic oil reserve. That is ending, though. Where do we stand in that reserve, and how much did that actually help these gas prices?
Right. So if you ask the White House, the spokesperson, the economic advisors, the White House press secretary, they'll say it's stabilized prices. They say that if that didn't happen, price of oil, price of gas would be much more than it is today. You know, and that might be the case. We're going to see that possibly mid-October. So somewhere around October 15th is when they're going to stop and end the release of 1 million barrels a day. So you could see prices spike beyond that. Now, there has been some grumbling in the background of the White House to continue that, to keep going with the release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. But then you have national security issues on the other side of that debate. So right now, They have not made a decision on what to do, but it looks like mid-October is when they're going to stop sort of subsidizing the gas market, and we'll have to see exactly what happens to gas prices.
Yeah, I've been hearing that it's actually consumer demand is what brought down gas prices in the late summer and until now, and not specifically the oil reserve. Do you think that's really the biggest factor on the decline of gas prices?
It is, and it's not for a good reason. It's because the economy is forcing people to choose. Am I actually going to fill up my car, or am I going to buy that steak or chicken or food that I need on my table? And that is not a good reason for gas prices to be falling, but that's exactly what's happening in the United States. People are having to make very tough choices. You know, and the president came out this week saying, hey, you know, to bring down prices, gas stations should just lower prices. Just do it. You know, do it now, he says. But that's not how the market works, because they obviously have a cost to bring that gas to their station, and that's all baked into their price. So their price goes up and down based on the cost of all of that. And really, a gas station owner makes their money on the stuff in the convenience store, not on the gas itself. The gas just brings you to the property.
A major part of this record high inflation the country is experiencing is tied to the high cost of gasoline. Today, we're looking at what's driving up these costs and how the country is getting ready to prepare for both the Atlantic hurricane season and a cold winter. Edward Lawrence from the Fox Business Network stops by today to discuss all of that, and will continue to do so right after this. Edward, we've got a problem going on in the Caribbean right now. We're talking about Hurricane Ian heading northwards toward Florida, expected to make landfall possibly on Wednesday. How does that tie in to this energy crisis the United States is seeing right now? Could that make things worse?
Yeah, and it could. The oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico, those companies are watching to see which way this hurricane's going. Now, I'm told as of right now that it is not a problem for the oil rigs. No one's being evacuated, and those are still operating. But should the hurricane shift a little bit, that could be the case where it would shut down. Then once it goes through Florida, you're going to have a problem where the gas stations will be shut down, the power will be off. There will be a shortage of gas there. Now, FEMA has said already that the FEMA administrator, Deanna Criswell, was at the White House today, and she said that FEMA has already stationed gas supplies around the state of Florida for when there are shortages, they can then come in with the gas and help out. So I asked her today at the White House whether they were concerned about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve being at a 37-year low in terms of the amount of barrels that are in there. She said for this hurricane, they are not concerned. She then said after this hurricane, they will reassess what the Strategic Petroleum Reserve looks like and possibly fill gaps there where they need to fill gaps. So there might be a change to that reserve depending on how many storms are coming through the Caribbean.
Yeah, and so far in the United States, just dealing with this big one so far, but it really just takes one big one. I mean, you think of so many things that run off gasoline, not only the cars of the people who are evacuating, but for those who stay, they want to fill up their generators with gasoline or use other energy sources as well. It's expensive, but it gets really dangerous when it's not even available. So we hope, or we're thinking of our friends in Florida and on the Gulf Coast, and we hope for the best in that whole situation. Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence at the White House, thanks for joining us and explaining all of these different variables here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
John, I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.